Yep, yep, ghetto boys is back and reloaded. All in your mouth, yeah, now deep throated. This is for the streets, the real, the railroaded, the disenfranchised, the truth, the scapegoated.
And they know it, we speak the truth, so they quote it, cause we wrote it. The north, south, the east coast, it's the GB knocking, we keeping your head bobbing. It ain't no stopping.
And once the beat drops in, violins, the system is so corrupt, they throw the rock out their hands and then blame it on us. It's GB, don't get it twisted. On code and we ain't dancing for no buttermilk biscuits.
It's Willie D, y'all. Scarface in the building. Collectively, we are the Ghetto Boys.
Reloaded.
Reloaded with another episode of information and instructions to help you navigate through this wild, crazy, beautiful world. In the studio, Simone Hopes.
Woo-hoo!
What's up, goddaughter? What's up, goddaughter?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Woo!
Proud of you.
Thank
proud
you.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, me too. I'm proud of you, too.
Thank you.
Very, very interesting journey starting off. You a PA. Explain to people, what is a personal, physician's assistant?
So a physician assistant, we can treat, diagnose, and prescribe. So go to school after undergrad, get an extra 2.5-3 years under your belt, and then you are a solo practitioner just underneath the supervision of a medical doctor.
Yeah, you're a nurse practitioner?
Big. It's very similar.
Fucking
so nurse
huge.
Practitioners and PAs, we work on the same level. We are more on a medical kind of background. So we can be first assistant surgeries, which is what I do.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm a hospitalist in a hospital. So, and then I'm doing aesthetics now. So Botox, fillers, post-op body massages for people who have surgery, whole nine yards. Possibilities are endless.
So here's my biggest, here's a big fear of mine, right?
Oh, talk to me.
So I don't want, like every time, like, I got to go into surgery or some shit, like, I don't want them looking at me naked. You feel me? Like, do you actually see people naked? Like, I don't want nobody looking at my piece and pull the covers back and be like, God damn.
The good thing about surgery is that we only expose the portion that we're working on. So if we're not working on that area, it's fully covered.
So if they seem, so my kidney, they replaced my kidney with my son's kidney right here. Mm-hmm. So they saw it, huh?
The top of it. But we put a little cover. We put a little drape.
Like, that's so embarrassing. Like, listen, I know for a fact it's a chick somewhere that's been in the surgery that did like this.
Dude.
And that's even worse.
But you'll never know. They won't tell you. They ain't going to tell nobody else. It's HIPAA violation. So
How many for a procedure, the average procedure, how many people are typically in the room?
Probably like 10, 15.
Probably about 5. You have an anesthesiologist who's up there putting you to sleep,
that's
making sure everything
people.
Good. If it's a different kind of procedure, like heart or something, you might have an extra person back there kind of monitoring things as well. You have the surgeon. Mm-hmm. You could have a resident, which is a doctor who's learning, preparing.
Okay, not preparing, not doing surgery on you, though. You have the real surgeon, but the resident.
They might do a little cut.
I don't want no fucking resident in there with me when I'm getting my shit done.
Too late.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck
that's
that.
How you got that kid.
Sometimes they disclose that to you, too. But
no,
I mean,
tell them.
Come on now. If the resident isn't in there,
you
and the
on
doctor.
That motherfucker, don't train on me. Don't fuck with me. If you ain't doing this shit before,
them to
go
learn.
Over there.
How you expect them to learn?
I don't give a fuck how they learn. You ain't gonna learn here.
That ain't right.
Don't laugh,
it's like when you're going, it's like when you're at the restaurant, right?
Fuck that.
And you're ordering your food and they got the damn trainee, you know, taking your order. You're like, man.
That's cool.
That's not
don't
for
want
me.
No, it's not, not
want,
for you, see? But
trainee.
It's cool for a fucking amateur to cut your fucking chest open.
Not mine, yours.
Not mine.
You got your kidney, didn't you?
God is good.
So what? So on the flip side of all of that shit, like, so I got a confession, Willie. A lot of people go to the hospital to get well.
Yeah.
I go to the hospital to get high. The anesthesiologist, listen, Willie, that's my best friend. She is. I have been high in the hospital so many times. Until when I know I'm finna get out, I got a detour.
So this is why you can't get too alarmed anytime he says I'm at the hospital.
Okay.
Because you never know.
He want to be there.
Yeah, just know if you hear I'm in the hospital, I'm getting high.
Yeah, you excited too. Yeah, I'm going to the hospital today.
I'm going to get high in a motherfucker.
Let's get some preliminaries out of the way and we'll come back to this. You grew up in a family with 7 siblings. How was that? As the preacher's daughter.
Oh, goddamn.
It was exciting, you know? Challenging, but exciting. But I played basketball, so me and my dad connected. Even though he's a preacher, we connected on a basketball level.
I got a question.
So I had a little more freedom.
I don't undercut
you
off. Yeah. But, so your dad is a preacher.
Yeah.
Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard your daddy curse before?
You know, I don't know.
You know, I got a lot of preacher friends, man, and they be cussing and gambling and shit. But go ahead.
Yeah, I'm unsure. I don't think I've heard any of those obscurities.
Okay.
Well, you know, I'd be damned if I were to tell you anything different. But let's move on. Like you, I need to know what was it like as the preacher's daughter. Growing up, your dad is a good dude, but he's also he's stiff. He's stiff. He's strict.
Like a board.
Yeah.
You know, in his older age, though, he's gotten a little more lenient.
Yeah.
Which I tell my siblings all the time, like, hey, you're very blessed. Because if the lights came on, you went in there, the extension cord is coming out. You better be in that house. You better be clean. You better be ready for dinner.
And these are the young siblings.
This is when I was coming up. But now, they can get away with murder. My 12-year-old brother got a girlfriend. I'm like, how'd that happen? With me, okay, I remember vividly my 5th grade graduation. I was supposed to have a party. Best party of my life. It's going to be so much fun. 2 days before, he's like, nah, the party canceled. You ain't clean the kitchen. Canceled. I had to tell all my friends. They was calling them like, Mr. Ryan, please, can Simone have a party? He's like, nah. Now that's done. For the dishes being dirty.
But here's what I want to know as someone who's had a front seat basically to your life, right? You are a go-getter. You're very independent. You're driven. And you can be aggressive when going after what you want. How is it that you were able to maintain, you know, the respect that you have for your dad and not just say, well, I'm grown, I can do what I want to do, and I don't care what you think. How do you do that? How do you balance that? How do you balance that independence that you have with the respect that you have for your dad, who is a loving but can be sometimes very heavy-handed?
So, Willie, you know her daddy?
Her dad is Bishop Hopes.
You were at my house last year. That's all I was telling you for his birthday.
You sat down and ate at his house.
I know. Was I cousin Willie?
Probably.
Oh, goddamn. Yeah. I'm sorry, Bishop.
But no, he's a real one, though. He's a real one. He ain't tripping like that. He's a real one.
You know how the preachers coming?
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Got to
he's
put their coat back before they sit down. Yeah. Don't sit in my chair.
I'm trying to avoid that question, though. But go ahead.
Oh, so I think just his track record. So the ability, like anytime I thought I knew something, he was like, nah, I think you should do this. Even if I did, you know, go up, venture out on my own, what he said was always true. Like, he already kind of knew, I guess since he navigated, did whatever, he knew that sometimes this won't work out. It's probably been 1 out of 10 times where I could say anytime I like defied his thoughts or what he thought should happen, that it worked out in my favor.
Right.
Yeah. So every other time it's like, man, I should listen to my daddy. That actually made sense.
You know what?
He don't make sense often. I'm just kidding.
My little girl asking to wisdom.
My little girl, Brandy, is the same way.
Yeah.
Like she'll hear me, you know, and from there she'll make an assessment and then make her decision. Mm-hmm. But you know, the great thing about her is she's just like you, she listens.
Yeah.
And she make her move from the wisdom that I give her.
Yeah.
Because if I can avoid you from bumping your motherfucking head, I will. Oh, man, your daddy going to be listening to this. I can't cuss no more.
Nah, we good.
Okay.
We good.
So, I probably wouldn't tell him that, you know, I took his advice, but.
You should.
Yeah.
Nah, it'll really make him loosen the rein. He'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, she's listening.
You played basketball for the university, well, Tennessee State University.
The fake TSU.
She faked for the fake TSU.
That Tennessee is the fake State TSU. University,
right?
Hey, never even heard of it out there.
Never even heard of it until she went.
No, we went out there before. Like, what is that?
That's in Tennessee. Yeah. We did Tennessee.
Right.
Well, we did the university.
Yeah, but I don't remember.
You
know
what I'm saying?
Really?
TSU, Texas Southern. It was founded before Texas Southern happened.
What year was it founded?
1912.
Okay, Texas Southern, way before that. Texas Southern, way before that, baby.
Yeah, Texas Southern was founded.
No, Texas Southern, like 1889.
Texas Southern was when the first black person moved to Houston.
Where Lex at?
Okay, I'm gonna find that.
Because y'all both looking.
At what point did you realize that you really loved the game of basketball? Because you've been playing for a long time. You played for a long time before you made the transition into medical field. So how did you get started in basketball?
Well, I started at the Y. I didn't even start playing basketball till I could in school, eighth grade year. I was like, oh, you tall? You want to join the team? Okay, cool. And then ever since then, my dad just really honed in on those skills with me. He worked overnight at the post office. So he'll get home in the morning. It'll be 7 a.m. He's waking me up. All right, you want to go outside? Let's pull the goal out. I'm like, bro.
So if he worked that night and pulled the goal out at 7, when did he have time to preach?
He wasn't at that stage yet. He wasn't at the preaching stage yet.
That's what I'm going to do, Willie. That's what I'm finna do, man. Right. I'm finna start preaching. Fuck it.
Man, you ain't going to have nobody in your church.
Shit. That's bullshit. I'm going to have everybody. Willie, you not coming to my church?
Hell no. Why would I go to listen to a bunch of lying heathen? You're going to hell by yourself. I'm not going with you.
Willie.
A heathen.
Nah, man.
Willie, you know I ain't lying.
I'm not going. No, it'll be real, though. It'll be real. I'll go. I'd go just for the entertainment purpose.
Are you going to speak from the Bible or are you going to just speak from life experience?
No, you're going to go from the heart.
Okay, cool.
The Bible.
I'm just making sure.
You got to go
from
the heart.
What kind of message we getting?
I mean, you know, so, and this is real. No, I got to be realistic with you. Like, the Bible was written in the days when people talk like that, right? So my interpretation of the Bible is going to be totally different. Mm-hmm. So when I'm going to be, when they be like doubt and art and all that shit, I'm going to be like, nigga, don't.
You don't. Okay.
Don't.
I like that.
Like, doubt is nigga. Like, nigga don't steal. Nigga don't kill. Nigga, don't do that. Like, I ain't gonna say nigga, though.
I gotta be nigga, man.
I know, man. I'm gonna change that shit, man. Let me say brother.
Brother sound a lot better. King, you know that.
Oh, King. Grand Rising. Cut it out.
Yeah, Grand Rising, King.
Cut it out.
Grand Closing.
Please.
Whatever.
Grand Closing.
Grand Opening.
Grand opening.
Yeah.
Nah, take the N-word out my shit. But yeah, I won't preach, man. I'm gonna be like that. Like, that. I can't do that. You know, because that was the language that they spoke back then. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to speak the language that we speak right now. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That would be my approach to my religious endeavors.
And okay. Would you keep the tithes at the same percentage? I think it's time for the tithes
need to go up, man.
Yeah, it's
this shit like this shit got to be like a fucking concert when I come on stage at the church.
Right, okay. Coming to the stage.
Yeah. Bishop Reverend.
Bishop.
Bishop Brother Mob.
Reverend Heathen Scarface.
Brother Mob in this motherfucker.
I'm going to stand outside the building because when God hit it, I don't want to be part of it.
He's not going to hit the building because he would have been hit the building.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to have them old women in there taking their wigs and shit off. Yay. Like it's going down.
Yeah.
That shit, my whole fucking congregation is going to be ready for the party. Yeah. You know, and the Jesus juice. Like, it's going to be real fucking MD.
2020.
Fucking right. Like, I'm going to get you fucked up. Don't come to my church. Man, let's
switch gears before the damn studio gets struck down. Tell us, you majored in biochemistry.
Yeah.
What is biochemistry?
How did you transition from groups?
What is biochemistry, Willie? What is that?
Biochemistry
was my major. What a chemist is.
What the bio? Yeah.
Okay, perfect. It's just a portion of biology, which is the study of life.
Okay.
So the study of life mixed with a little chemistry, bring together, get biochemistry.
Okay.
That's all it is.
I love it.
Reason being, you go do that. Perfect. Because at first I was pre-med. I was like, okay, yeah, I'm going to go to medical school. I'm going to be a pediatrician. That changed when I kind of got into PA, physician assistant, and seeing what they can do, the laterality, you know.
Laterality.
I can be a pediatric PA doing a hospitalist, and on the side, I can be a plastic surgery PA and do aesthetics without having to go through 4 more years of residency, 6 more years, 8 more years to do all of this. Sign me up. So it just made more sense to what I was trying to do.
But why didn't you pursue basketball? Did you know when you were at, when you were playing basketball, that this is not my calling, this is not what I'm going to do? I love playing the game, yeah, but I want to go into the medical field.
Crazy thing is, after I graduated.
Because you were pretty good.
Yeah, you know, pretty I won good. Female athlete of the year, you know.
Them gassles yeah. make a motherfucker That's quit.
Hello.
Fuck that.
I won female athlete of the year, and I had a contract to pay to play overseas in Ireland. Mm-hmm. But I got into PA school. Okay. At the same time, I was, you know, playing my cards. I ain't going to put all my eggs in one basket. If basketball don't pay off, cool. I got
is
school to fall
in,
back
is
on.
Is it money in basketball overseas?
Man, you know, they weren't really paying a lot. It was like
30 racks or something?
It was like $4,500 a month with, but I mean, you only play, what, 5 months out the year with free housing and free food, 2 meals a day, and travel.
So that's minimum wage. That's a less than minimum wage.
$4,500 a month. And it was like
that's less than $50,000 a year.
Yeah.
That may be, wait, it's less than $60,000 a year.
Yeah.
That ain't no good money.
No.
I mean, it might be all right.
It might be.
Somebody coming out of college.
Well, what I'm saying is that if you spread it out over 12 months, because you're only playing for 5 months, what are you going to do for the next seven months of income?
They're going to pay you that while you're playing, they're going to pay you that the whole time while you're not playing.
So it was only while you were there practicing or playing. So you can stay an extra stint in practice or whatever with the team, but the guaranteed contract was for about 5 months.
Right.
Yeah.
So how do you make that transition from basketball to going into the medical field?
You know, my dad was a big part of that.
Yeah.
And my mom, too. But my dad was like, hey, you know, think about it. You want to go to school. It's going to take 2.5 years. Get your degree. You can use that forever. Basketball is going to be about a good 4 or 5 years after this. And people be done by the time they 30. You ain't playing basketball at 30. You want to have a family. You want to have, you know, kids. You want to be overseas your whole life. No. So went to school. And it was the best decision I ever made.
Really?
Really. I wish I could have probably played 1 year, you know. Razzle-dazzled a little bit, but.
Yeah.
You still play a little bit?
Yeah, I go to the Y and kick them little boys' butts. Right. I'll be killing them, too. They be like, who got the girl? Y'all better hold me.
Hurry yeah, up, I remember I used to dog out there on the court, man.
Is over.
Yeah, we used to dog them, man. Me and
up.
Dad, boy, we just put it all on her. Just like, get out of here, girl. Push her down.
Y'all know what y'all are, ball hogs.
I see.
Ball
man,
hogs.
Willie is.
They don't.
Man, Willie, they Willie Bryant.
I hate to be on their team. But nah,
man,
not
Willie
even,
be hot, bruh.
Man.
I've been knowing Willie for 33 years, man.
Me too.
And he ain't never passed the ball. Ever.
Still don't. Him and my dad, they the same way.
Willie, don't
and
do
then
that,
don't
man.
Even get
don't
back on defense. How you taking wild shots and don't get back?
I'm talking about from like that.
You trying to say,
Willie,
so no. You trying to say there's no, that you saying that there's no I in team.
But it's an ME in the motherfucker.
It's an ME in that motherfucker.
Exactly. Exactly.
We love you, Kobe.
Absolutely.
Rest in peace, baby. Yeah. We love Absolutely. You, Kobe.
So you get into the medical field, you start like going towards cosmetic surgery, and you have all of these situations where people, when you start talking about cosmetic surgery, we hear a lot of horror stories about it, especially these butt injections and stuff like that. You know, how does one prepare for such a thing?
Question is why does one prepare?
Well, we can get to the how and the why.
Yeah, let's do how and why both at the same time.
Why people want to undergo any kind of cosmetic surgery or procedures is because of social media. They see, it's this whole thing, like, I see all these booties and bodies, and they feel different, like, wow, I ain't got that booty, I ain't got that body. All y'all liking, oh, you got 9,000 likes, I'm getting 2 likes with this little bitty booty. Oh, no, I need something else. I'm getting 2 likes.
You're getting a like.
That's what people
you getting
are
a man. You spending $50,000 on some ass for a like?
That's what people are
concerned. Time out.
And then when you look good, you feel good, honestly.
Okay.
Well, I guess it's in the eye of the beholder, right?
Wait a minute now. For two extra likes, mm-hmm. you're going to spend $45,000, $50,000 for some likes.
Feel good. And make them watch. It's the attention. Walk down the street, you see a girl with a big old booty. I'm telling you, it's the attention. People like attention.
So what about when they got the fucked up booty, when their ass is all big and their legs is all small, or when their ass is cockeyed like that? That ain't cool. And then like some, you ever seen you like no, Willie, no. You ever seen? Hold on, Willie, no.
You know this ass does exist,
huh?
A cockeyed ass doesn't exist.
Ass cheek like this, and the other one down here.
Yeah.
Look, Willie, have you ever seen like when a ass move gone wrong, when they should be infected and shit, and it got balls and shit on the ass, man. Huh?
You know why? A lot of people are going overseas to get this done. Not saying that all people in Mexico, DR, wherever, aren't doing a good job.
It's just cheaper.
it is cheaper, but their standards of practice are a little different. So their sterilization might be different than when you come here. You know what I'm saying? I had a patient, had a breast reduction.
Uh-oh.
She came afterwards, incisions dehisced, like bust open.
Oh, goddamn.
Oozing.
Oh, no.
Nipple black. I'm like... And then, that you might have saved $2,500 going over there, but now you got to go back.
No, now you got to, man, y'all not going to fuck with it.
Heck no. We ain't touching no other surgeon's work.
Wow.
The reason being is because now that liability falls on me.
Oh, my goodness.
The answer is no.
Y'all do breasts too?
Yeah. Breasts, so I know this booties, chick, butts, man. Lipo, heads, faces.
I know this chick, right? Like
beans,
like
greens, tomatoes, corn.
Yeah, she's fucking plastic.
You name it.
Yeah.
She's fucking plastic, Willie. Like, she done had everything done. Nose, teeth, eyes, everything. But her titties, excuse me.
Go ahead.
They sit on there flat, but they big, though. They don't hang. You know how somebody titties, they be out there?
Yeah.
Her shit is just big and flat.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And they just big, but they big, though. Like some big ass titties. Like, God damn.
Like a frisbee.
Like, why you do that?
Yeah.
And then she take her shirt off, her titties don't bounce down like titties. It's just be there.
Yeah. So
often though, once you get your boobs done or anything, you're supposed to wear a support bra. I mean, even these garments, lipo, BBLs, you're supposed to wear certain garments for an amount of time. People be so impatient, they want to show off their bodies.
What's the big deal about showing off your titties to somebody?
Man.
Like, why they do that?
That's a big industry.
Like, don't do that.
That's a big industry.
Why you do that?
Is there a mental disorder associated with getting these surgeries, like insecurity and, you know, perhaps?
There is a mental disorder called BDD, body dysmorphic disorder.
But say it again?
Body dysmorphic disorder.
Dysmorphic disorder.
So the thing is, I have a few clients. So when I'm doing injections, Botox, fillers or whatever, It's a minor thing. I have first time seeing you, they're like, oh, this is one little divot on my cheek. Nobody else can see it, but in their head, it's magnified. And so you got to kind of pick up on the signs, things like, oh, I hated my last injector. I hated how my body looked last time, so I'm coming to you. Do you notice this small little thing about my cheek, or do you notice this small little dent in my butt? Uh-uh. The smallest things are magnified.
Ooh-wee.
So when they looking in the mirror, they see something different, you know? I don't know. Perception is a disorder. It's a mental disorder. Wow. But they don't know that they're not aware, because when somebody tells them, they get defensive. They get like, no, if you can't see it, then I need to go somewhere else. Then boom, they're in somebody else's office trying to see if they can fix it. Those patients are headaches.
And eventually somebody will take them on.
No, they got to take the other one.
Yeah, because money.
Yeah.
And oftentimes they can be very deceiving. Sometimes you might not know until afterwards, like, oh. Maybe I should have picked up on these signs a little sooner.
I got a question. So, lips too?
Lips. I do lips.
Do me a solid. The next time somebody come in there and say, put some shit in my top lip to make my top lip big, talk them out of
that. You're not feeling that.
You seen that?
So this is the thing. My whole motto at Queen Aesthetics, what we do is fresh, not frozen. I want you to look like yourself, just a little better, you know, a little enhanced. That's it. I don't want to try to take off 20 years on your life, because then you look 20 years older, because now you look overfilled and overdone. It's small things over time, right, that enhances.
Right. Less is more.
Less is more.
Okay.
I want you to look good, but it might just, instead of doing it all this month, let's do this over 4 months so we can see how it dissolves. I mean, how it integrates with your skin, your tissues.
Yeah.
Let's take our time.
Yeah.
Don't come to me with a picture of Jay-Z lips and your lips look like
mine.
Rihanna. Somebody small. It don't matter. Oh. But now you want me to put 3 syringes so your stuff could be like.
Boy, I know this girl.
I won't do it.
And she did that shit, and it looked like you.
I won't do it. You're not gonna walk around telling somebody, "Oh, I went to Queen Aesthetics and she did this." Nah, we're not gonna have that.
So you're trying to say that Queen Aesthetics
big ass top lip,
yes,
little bitty bottom lip.
Queen Aesthetics is the place to be.
How many offices do you have?
So we have one main office, right at 610 and I-10. Houston. Galleria in Houston, Texas.
I'm going to come by there and get me an injection.
Come on. I mean, we have everything. Facials. Skin is in.
Y'all put muscles in and shit?
Skin is in.
You want to know something crazy? A lot of people don't think that men get muscles. Procedures.
That
I mean,
what?
People don't think that men get procedures.
Oh,
like
shit.
Jaw lines, make sure that jaw is good, make sure they don't have no wrinkles. Oh, a lot of things.
What is wrong with these people?
IV therapy. Anybody can get an IV.
What's an IV therapy?
So we
it
put
gets
a.
You high?
No. No, it does not.
Well, Brad ain't
to my own want it. No, it's just like, so if you have a hangover, better skin, anything, it's just a bag of fluids. We put some additives in there, put
what
it in your
additives?
Arm. So you can get like B12 to help with memory, cognition, energy. You can get vitamin
C. I need all that shit.
A lot of different
things.
But
where y'all get that shit from? Where do y'all get the stuff from?
A pharmacist.
A pharmacist?
You have to be medically licensed in order to order it. So if somebody, if you're going to somebody and can't get, if that's not medically licensed, and they just putting anything in you or your body, anything.
And that's my biggest fear.
How do you know if someone is medically licensed?
Oftentimes it's displayed in their office or wherever they are. But then you can look up anybody on the internet. Okay.
How do we look up you?
Put my name in, Simone Hopes, Queen Aesthetics, whatever you do. And everything comes up. Literally everything, my license, where I'm at, how you can find me, how you can book a website, everything.
How much money does it cost for, like, a butt injection?
Uh-uh.
A lip injection.
Uh-uh. A cheek injection.
Breast.
Now, cheeks.
Cheekbones.
A lot of men
what
get cheeks, too.
What should one expect?
Especially if a lot of weight
much,
loss.
How much money should one expect to spend on some new cheeks?
Cheeks.
Ass cheeks.
No, booty cheeks?
Top cheeks, bottom cheeks. Top
both cheeks.
So top cheeks, you can expect to spend about $600 per syringe to up to about $2,000.
And how many syringes do you need?
Depending on how much volume loss you need.
Okay.
So people who lose a lot of weight, they look a little more skeletal in the face. You get, everything starts to sag, so you need a little volume to help push it up. That's
volume.
Normal. Volume. So these are like hyaluronic acids, things that...
Say that again?
Hyaluronic acids.
Hyaluronic
acid, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She got some words, bro. You think I got some words, but she got some words.
Hyaluronic.
Oh, I like the way that rolled off. Do it again.
Hyaluronic. It's like fucking hyaluronics. It's like high.
Hydroplane.
Ebonics.
Yeah, like that.
Type thing.
But yeah, so it restores volume. Some great ones. I have a lot of tools in a toolbox to
what
get you where you need to be. That's the thing.
So you can do a tummy tuck?
So, surgeon I work with, yes. Tummy tucks, everything.
Damn.
So, if you wanted to go the surgical route, then that can cost you $10,000 plus.
Oh,
but if you wanted to do injections, especially for butts, we have something called PLLA, right? And it's a naturally occurring thing in your body, but it's collagen producing. So, it might take a few sessions, but you'll get a little plumpness. Now, you're not going to get no big old... Ari booty, but you're gonna get a little feel.
I lost weight.
What's
right?
Ari booty? What's that?
Ari.
Who is that? That's a person.
Moneybag Yo girlfriend.
Okay.
I would.
That's his girlfriend. I'm not gonna look at her, but
right.
Sorry.
Oh my god.
Right.
Nah, but it's. I'm scared to death.
Of what?
Of people getting this shit shot in their butts. Cause I seen it. I seen somebody get a butt job and they couldn't sleep on their backs for like 2 years.
Oh yeah. So when you go to surgery, if you getting a BBL, which is a Brazilian butt lift, where
God damn, like they take the fat out your stomach and put it in your butt.
Exactly.
I'm dead.
So we sucking out all the fat, which poses a lot of risk though. I don't think people understand the risk that comes with these surgeries, oh, right? Shit. Like death is a
death.
Thing. If they go too deep and hit the muscle or accidentally put some fat in a
ooh,
in a vessel,
ooh,
you can get a pulmonary embolism and go up to your lungs, stops the blood flow, everything to that area,
oh, shit,
and you're going to die.
Oh, shit. Man, y'all better stop going to them people's houses and them garages and
your
doing
house,
that shit. Y'all better
silicone
stop that.
Silicone and
that
stuff. They putting
silicone.
You would be surprised what people do to get this, to achieve this look. That y'all like it on Instagram.
I don't like that shit.
Yeah, neither do I.
Man, I pass on all that shit, man. If I
when we talk about what men like, how much of that is in a woman's head, and in your opinion, how
that's
much of that is in
question,
a woman's
Will.
Head?
It's a good ass question.
And how much of that is real?
You know, I think a lot of it, I think it might be a little 50-50. Reason being, some of it might be your own in your own head, like, oh man, I know he'll like this, this and that because of what we see. And then it's another thing of how a man or whoever treats you or what they, like, say you and I in a relationship and then you go cheat on me with a girl who has this ideal look. It's like, okay, that's what you want.
No, that's not what we want.
But if you going out and doing that, that's
ma'am,
what you want.
Ma'am, wait,
this is why I don't buy that. This is why I don't buy that. Because not all, but oftentimes, women will say, well, if men didn't like it, we wouldn't do it. Well, men like women to cook and clean, but they won't do that either. they never say men didn't like it. If men didn't like it, we wouldn't do it. When it comes to cooking and cleaning and having as much sex as we want them to have.
That's true.
But anytime it's something that's detrimental to women, they say, well, if men didn't like it, women wouldn't do it.
Well, we don't like that shit.
A lot of men don't like weaves and lashes and stuff either,
like
but it makes
either.
Us feel good.
If why?
Because we want to, when you look good, you
and
feel
that,
good.
And that's the truth. I believe that.
Let's be truthful.
And that's cool.
When you
yeah.
look good, you feel good. And if yeah. I have this idea in my head that this is how I'm supposed to be, this is how my face is supposed to be, this is how my body's supposed to be,
then we
more times than not,
that.
That's what I'm going to do.
Okay, I'm cool with that. But don't say that shit is for us to
men too.
No. Fuck
it ain't gonna stop you if somebody walking down the street you driving you're like okay I
nah,
see you.
But that ain't no that shit we want in our house. We don't want that. I don't want that shit in my house.
What if she
house.
Got this nice body and she cooking and cleaning and having
house.
Sex with you every day? You don't
oh,
want
shit,
that in your house?
I don't want that in my house. She got a body. She cooking. She clean
mm-hmm.
and have sex with me every
mm-hmm,
day.
Mm-hmm.
I most definitely want her in my house. Don't be mad, really.
I'm not mad
because you want that in your house.
No. You got to do what's best for you.
Yeah.
You do what's best for you.
Fucking right.
Yeah, I'll do what's best for me.
No,
Simone,
man.
You do what's best
no
for you.
No man wants a woman who they're not attracted to.
I can't.
And vice versa. I'm not going to mess with no
want,
dude
I don't
who
want
I'm
a
not
woman
attracted
that I'm
to.
Not attracted to in my house.
What's about outside the
That's,
house?
Outside the house is, man, it's whatever. Anything goes outside the house.
Okay.
But if I got to live with you, then you gotta be you gotta be easy on my eyes. I don't give a fuck about nobody else's eyes but mine.
So, we get a lot of women who are postpartum, who've had kids, right? And a lot of them are like, you know, a mommy makeover. I want my old body back. I don't feel like my husband is attracted to me.
Oh,
that's
what
we get
you know
a
what?
Lot of.
Your husband
what kind of
after we get it? That's just a given.
What kind of consultation do you provide to people prior to surgery?
Yeah, so we have to do a full consultation, like not only telling you about the procedure or telling you what we think would be best, not best, you know, giving you our honest opinion, but a full medical history, too, because a lot of people don't know that for these surgeries, you have to be in a certain weight or a
what
certain
BMI. What
you
mean BMI. A certain weight? Like you can't be like, you got to
like,
get to here?
So BMI is like body mass index, right? And if you're like morbidly obese or obese,
shit.
We can't do a lot of lipo because you're not going to get the results that you think
oh,
you're going
to
get. And then afterwards, we put people on tailored regimens like nutrition,
ooh, ooh.
Workout, because it's a mind thing. sure, we can come in here and do this lipo today. You'll be back in 3 months for me to do it again.
I know the food, the short shot way to lose some fucking weight. What's it, MBO or some shit? Nothing by mouth after 12 o'clock?
MPO.
Do that shit for about, do that shit for like 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that shit will fall off like it melted off.
Or you can come to Queen Aesthetics. We do medical weight loss too. We can help you a little bit, give you some B12 injections.
I'll go see Queen Aesthetics. Yeah. The injector.
We got that too. You know, just the whole thing is like wellness and beauty.
Okay.
Start from the inside out. Like I said, when you look good, you feel good. We work on fresh, not frozen. We want you to look like yourself, but your best self.
And I love that.
Yeah.
You ain't trying to make no motherfucking body look like a sausage.
No.
You want to, you just want them to look like themselves, but a little modified. Sausage. I'm just saying, bro. Like
they, what kind fucking, of sausage?
Like a fucking link. Like a busted fucking link. You got a busted fucking link on your face. What in the fuck is wrong with you?
You know, that should be some type of support group for stuff like this.
Oh, it is.
It is?
Yeah, so many. Facebook is a group of groups. Facebook got every group.
Yeah.
Post-op, and then...
They see a psychiatrist, Willie, before they go through this shit, right?
I'm talking about post-op, because there's a lot of people who have issues. And
post-operatively.
They need to be talked off the ledge, because even when they get messed all up, they continue to go back.
The thing is, post-op, also, is that it's a cycle of emotions. Like, man, those first few days, you all sore, stiff. You dependent on somebody to bathe you, you to the restroom. It's like, man, why did I do this? This is the dumbest thing I did.
Yep.
And then, like, post-op, it's imperative that you start getting something called a post-op lymphatic massage, which is another price. People think this surgery is one and done. It's a little money that you got to be...
What's a
lymphatic massage.
Lymphatic. It's a phatic, like an F? Phatic?
PH.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the lymph system, as you know, is just like these channels that send white blood cells where you need it to be and rid your body of toxins. Okay?
Kind of like a kidney.
Kind of like a kidney, but just all over a full channel all over your body.
Okay.
So I don't know if you ever feel sick and you like feel like here and it's like, oh man, something swole back there. It could be a lymph node.
Okay. Nice.
People who get breast cancer, the lymph nodes under their arm get real big. Just little things like that because it's the body's filtration system. So when you're going in with those, that cannula to kind of suck that fat out.
What is that?
Liposuction. That's that.
That don't look good. I'm not fucking doing that. I don't give a fuck how big my tummy gets.
Hey, we can give you some abs too. Etch them out real nice.
Man, this kidney hurts so motherfucking bad right now. I don't want to fuck with my body no more.
You done.
That shit hurt like a motherfucker right now. I'm in pain. Yeah. And I got to pee.
You got to. Yeah, don't hold it. No, seriously, I'm serious. But yeah, those channels get disrupted. So that swelling and all that stuff, you get a little backup. So lymphatic
massage. Backup of what?
Just fluid.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So lymphatic massage helps kind of move that fluid along, kind of help those channels come back together. That's imperative.
And the fluid is expelled?
It's basically kind of reabsorbed through the body.
Okay.
Through the normal channels.
Okay.
Yeah, but oftentimes they leave drains in, which we can kind of help push it out. But yeah, we do that at Queen Aesthetics,
too. I know this chick has some drains on her sides and everywhere, and the shit was like yellow, like little bubbles.
Yep.
And JP it took drains. Everything in me not to squeeze them motherfuckers, like but this? I didn't. Yeah, like that, and I didn't. But she had them hanging off.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
Literally.
Like Christmas balls.
It's best to do this stuff like in the cold. Summer bodies are made in the winter because... In the summertime, you wear less clothes. You want to take those garments off. You want to show your body. When it's the wintertime, the coldness, you can hide those drains. You know, you got on some sweats, a little baggy.
So is business better in the winter months?
Yes, 100%. Winter and tax season.
So you're about to be really busy for the next several months.
Yeah, y'all better book soon because...
Queen... Aesthetic. The injector.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's the worst case of a botched surgery you've seen?
Botched.
So, people don't really do butt implants anymore, like breast implants, like you put that little molding inside the butt. They don't do that as much. But women who are really thin and don't have enough fat, they try to do that. But this one lady, first of all, she could turn the implant like inside out. inside underneath the skin.
So you go from curve to flat.
From curve to flat, straight to flat.
Oh, so she got it good at the office, though. So she can walk in there in the office and flip her ass around and make it look flat
and be
in the
straight.
Dress.
Yep.
And then when she leaves, she flip that motherfucker back and go to the club.
And be A-okay.
I can't stand it.
And then underneath, so something called a wound dehiscence, where the wound starts to break open, like the skin integrity isn't there. More common in people who have diabetes or smokers, you know. And so it was just like constant fluid infection just falling out. You had to go in, remove them.
Yeah.
And you can't do anything else, honestly, because now you have this scar tissue that's so thick, hard to get through. It's just not worth it.
Have you ever personally witnessed somebody die?
I have not. Thank God. I have not. Not on a plastic surgery side.
Which begs to question what side?
In the hospital, yes. Not during surgery.
Right. And under what conditions?
Chronic illnesses, very chronic, like people who are debilitated, can't do anything for themselves completely, just bad quality of life.
Mm-hmm. What's it like being in this cosmetic space, that's dominated by others, like people that are not black.
Yeah.
What's it like? Are there any type of special challenges?
You know, when I first wanted to get into aesthetics, period, I called around. I was already a PA. I just wanted to come shadow. Let me just watch, fill out the scene. I called around maybe about 15 doctor's offices in Houston, and everybody was like, we're not interested. No, I don't think, I'm not asking you to pay me. I'm just coming to see. One doctor finally was like, yeah, sure. And he been rolling with me ever since, which I can appreciate. When I was going into aesthetics full time, from books to information, like patient information, never really highlighted women of color, whether they're black, brown, anything. And that's it's just not the space, because everybody always say, oh, black people don't get that. Black don't crack. Yeah, because I help it not to. They don't get it. You think they don't get it because it's not publicly displayed.
Okay.
They don't want to tell you. Like, anytime I'm doing a before and after, they're like, yeah, just make sure you don't get my eyes. If it's lips, just make sure it's only this part. Like, okay. Or no, I don't want to do it. I don't want nobody knowing I'm doing this. Nobody knows it's you. I'm doing it under your arms. Nobody knows it's you. Mm-hmm. You know? So
what are you doing under their arms?
If people who really sweat a lot, something called hyperhidrosis.
Oh, shit.
Like just.
Hyperhidrosis.
You got a vocabulary. I like that.
He has a vocabulary. I just know how to regurgitate the words.
The wow has a vocabulary.
Yeah. Wow. Inside joke.
He's like, you know
whatever.
I know a lot about you,
oh,
right?
Oh, my gosh. Stop
okay.
it.
Right.
So, people who sweat a lot, sometimes people just be sitting there and sweat, be pooling.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put a little Botox under there, knock it out.
What the? Botox?
Yes. Yes, sir. Botox is a neuromodulator, right? Meaning that it stops the action for muscles. So, when you have those glands there that create sweat, it's not getting those proper channels. So, how is it going to sweat?
When I look in the mirrors, like, I see my forehead is wrinkled.
I see it too.
For real?
Can you do? What would it cost for Brad to fix that?
So if you,
I'm not, yeah,
you don't
I'm,
have to. I'm just
I'm gonna fix it because I love the idea of being able to be mad and motherfuckers can't tell. I'm
mad.
Shit ain't gonna move.
But see, I said fresh, not frozen. Though I still want you to have movement. I just don't want you to have wrinkles. I don't want you to be sitting there talking like this and like, are you okay?
Yeah,
is everything okay?
Yeah,
everything just still. No, we're expressive people. That's normal. What I would do, I would put 20 units here and about 12 units there, which is 32 units at $10 to $12 a unit, which would be $320 up to
$475. God damn.
And what is a unit?
How long does this last, though?
It lasts anywhere from about 3 to 4 months, depending on how you metabolize.
So I'm...
But fillers are different.
What's a unit, though?
So a unit is just a measurement of the product. So units are dependent on where they go.
Man, what kind of product is this you going to be putting in my face, man?
We're talking ounces?
No.
We're not talking ounces.
No, we're talking cc's or milliliters.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Damn, so.
That would be a lot.
Do we actually
No, for real. The unit's an ounce. Yeah. No, it's like milliliters or cc's. So if you ever go somewhere and you see a syringe, it's like one full, one ml. If I'm only doing 4 units, that's like 0.05 ml, which is like this much. The needle's 32 gauge, which is not even the size of my pinky nail.
Oh, okay.
Real thin, real quick. Literally, and that procedure might take me 3 minutes to do that.
And then my shit gonna be tight.
It's gonna look nice.
Like Willie. Like Willie can be mad. You can't even tell he mad because his skin's still tight. My shit is all drooped down. Like I'm old. Willie is older than me, but he just took better care.
No, everybody look at who I look.
Yeah, Willie took better care of himself. The whole while when we was on the road when we was kids and shit, Willie was jogging and working out and shit. And me and Bill was drinking and smoking.
Yeah.
Eating hamburgers and shit. Willie was eating fruit and like
he really on it now.
No better, do better, you know? Yeah, it's a beautiful thing, man. We're still here, you know.
We here,
as long as you're breathing, you got action.
Plenty.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, thank you, big bro. For real.
Yeah, I agree.
And thank you, Miss Simone, for sitting with us and listening to my silly antics.
Yeah, but
I'm curious. It's shit that I want to know.
Yeah.
You know?
And ain't no better way than to ask.
I gotta ask.
You'll never know.
What is the long play for Queen Aesthetics? Is it called Queen Aesthetics?
It is Queen Aesthetics, but I'm the injector.
Do y'all do facelifts and shit too?
We do facials.
Facials.
So we get your skin right. You have acne. You have dark spots. Your hair on your. You got too much hair on your face. We take care of all of that.
Yeah. Can you make hair grow on your face?
I can. For real? Can make it grow on your hair, your head, or your face. Something called hair restoration.
We do that too. I want a big ass beard like Santa.
Okay, you're pushing it. You're pushing it.
Like my shit.
But it'll fill in like some holes and make it full for sure.
I want a full beard.
So I do a lot of ladies who have like thin edges, thin beard, thin areas in the beard.
Ladies got beards too?
Men.
Oh, I was going to say.
This is not just a place for women. Men get pampered too. You got to care about yourself.
A man will come in there.
Easily.
Men are coming in there to get the hair removed from their faces.
They might get hair permanent removed hair from removed. another place. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What other place?
I mean, they can do their underarms.
Oh hell no! What kind of man to do some shit like that?
Some men don't want hair under their underarms.
And they want to go through that permanently.
Yeah, I don't want to have hair under my underarms either.
But that's a girl.
But it's permanent. You don't want it.
Do men get? Do the hair removal from their genitals also?
They can.
That's what man is.
Permanent?
Yep.
What kind of men? This is not real men. Like, these are not.
Why they can't be real men?
Now, hold on, Willie.
A well-groomed man is a real man.
Hold on, Willie.
I ain't scared of these motherfuckers. So you can say what you want to say about me. You know, like, I'm a straight up. I ain't no real dude taking his hair off his genitals permanently.
Oh, not permanently.
Permanently, man. Damn, I ain't scared of this shit.
Men get facials, they get Botox, they get fillers. Okay, motherfucker,
I cannot be fucking canceled. I'm Willie motherfucking D. Shit.
Men get
moving
facials.
On.
Facial, they want their skin to look nice.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Men want their skin to look nice. Well, I got that. I get that. I mean, men want to look nice
so,
too.
Let me ask you a question, Willie.
Talk to
me. So you're not going to groom?
What you mean? I'm groomed right now.
Okay, cool. So you just saying permanently groomed.
Some people have rapid hair growth. You know, like some people are shaving 3 times every other week.
That ain't no fucking man. That's a fucking Neanderthal. That's a
fucking you just told me earlier, Godfather, you say you shave your face every day.
I do.
Okay. So some people don't like the stubble or the shadow that it may cause in other places.
Right.
That don't mean that they're not a real man.
Right. True story. But it's just a permanent thing, you know? It's almost like growth is a superpower.
Let me say semi-permanent
thing. Like a chick with a fucking wig down there. I don't like that shit, really.
Let me say semi-permanent.
If I don't like it, she don't like it either.
You might get fine... you get finer hairs over time.
It's right. Thinner.
It's thinner, finer, less visible. So let me say semi-permanent. Let me not say permanent.
Oh, okay. All right. And you also make hair grow back also.
Indeed.
How do you do that?
Them wigs snatching back. Let me help you. Bring it back to life.
You can get you can restore women's hair also. You
Me
can
too.
Get the hair to grow back.
As long as it's not a shiny bald head. If you have a
I'll
true hair
top
follicle,
see Willie's hair grow back.
My hair can grow. You could tell I got follicles. You could tell my hair could grow
Willie,
back.
Willie,
what's it called?
Follicles.
Yeah. Bro,
Willie,
my hair can grow back. My shit grow. Your shit about to fade out, man. My shit could grow back longer than yours.
We can stop that process right now.
I like my bald head.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want my hair to grow. I like my bald head. Every time it's tried, I shut it down because it's easier to manage, and I'm cool with it because the women love like rubbing on it.
All right.
Oh, they
All
love
right.
it, man. They love it.
What about?
Yeah. Yeah. They love it.
But yeah, hair restoration. So the process is that we use your own blood, something called PRRP.
Oh no.
Which we take your blood, put it in a little machine that centrifuges down and give us something called liquid gold at the top. So we're using all of your good cells, you know, the good things, and reinserting it into the hair shaft. With a needle.
Oh no, ma'am. Go ahead.
I numb you up though.
No, ma'am. Go
and
ahead.
It literally takes 20 minutes.
How do you numb me
Where
up?
You stick the needle at?
Directly
No, ma'am.
Directly into the areas of hair loss.
No, ma'am.
And then so I'm putting that liquid gold in there. Really. Boom, boom, boom. And it just, you need about three sessions, but look, you play too much.
I'm done.
What do you say?
I didn't say nothing. Go ahead.
We'll play it back.
Yeah, to my head.
I get it. But go ahead.
Take
but
that
yeah,
shit
it,
out.
It look good. It looks good.
Yeah.
It's not a hair transplant. It's not that.
I seen some shit like with the kids that people be at the barbershop, man. They pull the rug Ooh. Back and they put the glue down there and then they put it back on there. And then
That's a little weave.
That's a weave?
Yeah.
That's a man weave, huh?
It look good, though. Have you seen them transformations? Man.
For somebody that wants to get like a BBL. Or
what is a BBL?
Brazilian
butt lift. Okay, go ahead.
Somebody that wants to get a BBL or any type of injections to so-called enhance their appearance or whatever, what advice would you give them first and foremost?
Do your research.
And get the right doctor.
Do your research.
Do your research.
That is imperative. I mean, go to a few consultations. I know consultations might cost. Go to a few of them. I want to see your before and afters. Not nothing you're putting on Instagram and Photoshopping and putting filters on. I want to see some real work. I want to see what you've done, how you've done it. I want to know your mortality rate, which is how many people have died.
Ooh,
I want to look up your license number and see if you have any malpractice suits. These are things that matter.
And what about talking to an actual patient?
Less likely because of HIPAA, unless you know somebody who, you know, like, hey, go ahead. But HIPAA protects patient information.
Wow.
So I can't say
but
like, oh, you know, Scarface came to my office today. I can't say that.
But it also shields dirty doctors.
That is true.
What do you mean by that, Willie?
I mean the doctors that are just bad or who have a high concentration of malpractice.
The HIPAA law don't hide him.
Well, unless the malpractice is public knowledge, after it's went through, it's public knowledge. Okay. So, unless it's public knowledge, you probably wouldn't know.
Damn it.
But even if it was public knowledge, sometimes you have to dig for it.
Yeah, that is true.
So, you could be going into a situation with a doctor and, you know, you basically did a little minor Google search or whatever, and you didn't see nothing on the front page.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You didn't see anything on the website. So, bam.
And I would take doctors' names, not practice names. Doctors' names. That's the big thing. Doctors, so let's say Dr. Scarface. All right, I'm Googling Dr. Scarface, not the Ghetto Boys podcast, you know, because
I'm not going to see no damn Dr. Scarface. I don't give a damn. Dr. Scarface.
Not
that
Dr.
That
Reverend
Heathen.
Right.
That don't even sound right. Dr. Scarface.
Okay, yeah, you got them scars, huh?
Cut
Look
me
at
up.
Him.
Shit.
He played too much.
Go ahead.
But yeah, do your research. Have your money right.
What do you mean?
Surgery, anywhere from 5,000 plus. One of these doctors in Houston, no.
Insurance doesn't cover the plastic surgeries at all.
Unless you're getting a breast reduction and have proven health problems about that. But you can use other measures to pay, like different credit things that are
can you use WIC card. EDT. What they call it? EDT. What's EBT. That called? EBT card?
Yeah.
You can't do that?
Look, food stamps.
Come up here with an EBT card. I might be able to work out of I'm just
Why they food use that EBT card for everything?
Yeah. No. But yeah, because let's say $5,000 to $20,000 in a surgery, and then you need the post-op management. You need those lymphatic massages. You need the BBL pillows. You need some people are traveling to different areas, so you got to think about flights and how to get back, how to come back. It's a process.
Do you accept cryptocurrency as a form of payment? I mean, I want to pay with my Saitama. You know what I'm talking about? You know what?
Actually, we might on the site.
I got a Saitama, man, and my shit went sky high, right?
But I got Saitama too. Let me check.
Yeah, we up today.
Yeah, it went stupid today. But yeah. Oh, goddamn.
What are we looking at?
Oh, Saitama? Goddamn, Willie. Willie.
Okay.
Look at my shit, Willie.
Oh, well.
My Saitama say down.
Oh, well.
Your dumb Saitama ain't down.
Nah, it's up. How'd you gonna give him a hard time?
Saitama killing it.
Yeah.
Well, fam, we really do appreciate you.
We really do.
I appreciate y'all.
Thank you for the information.
How can they find you, though?
Yeah. So, website, www.queenaesthetics.net. You got that? queen.aesthetics on Instagram. So many great things on the site, from skincare to learning how to be an injector. If you're a medical professional, I got some courses on there. You can book with me. I'm at 610 and I-10, Galleria area. We do post-op massage, injections, facials, skincare, IV therapy, medical weight loss, everything you need to feel good, look good, live your best life.
Well, what's the average time on a facial? I might come through there and get a little facial. You know, come through support.
It's relaxing.
You know?
It's relaxing. Your skin going to be glowing.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Right, about an hour.
Right at 45 minutes.
Yeah.
45 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, I can do
can
that.
Can you make a, like, I know you got the surgery weight reduction, but can you surgically put some weight on a motherfucker?
Less likely.
Because this weight ain't coming back fast enough for me.
Yeah. It ain't.
No.
But you look good. You look healthy.
I feel healthy.
Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
I appreciate that.
I was proud of your son when I seen that on audio.
My son is a good kid. Man. He's a great kid.
That was dope. I'll give my dad a kidney, too.
You would?
Yeah.
Perfect.
I'll give you a kidney, Godfather.
I know you would.
Yeah.
And likewise. Well, we love you, man.
And we are
very, very proud of you and everything that you've done so far. And can't wait to see what you got going on in the future, because I know you're going to do it. Or you got that hustle.
Refuse to be denied.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen. The Queen, Simone Hopes.
Thank you.
Shit's fucking dope.
This episode was produced by A-King and brought to you by
the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio.